Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you?
Population Craig.
Nate Craig.
Dude, oh, buddy.
Man.
One of our favorites. Come on back in, man.
Am I not the dumbest?
You are not the dumbest.
You are the dumbest.
You're one of
our favorite
guests. You play this game better than most everybody. You get it.
You wanted to be dumb.
No, man.
I got to take a lap around the building.
Just a lap. You need a little of the hair of the dog, okay? So to understand how people behave. You can do the hair dog, the bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Just to understand. We've all done dumb things.
Drink a Shamrock Shake.
Yes.
Eat some Takis.
Thank you. Takis. Takis definitely
have
does
you done
something
that in your life? Were you
just
you,
now? You're getting ready. You're like egg yolks and Rocky.
Well, no, but your full meal consists of more than one fast food place.
Okay, here's my pitch.
You're like, I'm going to get the fries from here. I'm going to get the burger from here.
Are you on like a full menu of the world?
Are you talking choose your own adventure?
Frosty plus chicken fries?
There you go.
Damn. Takis are Mexican, correct? They are
They're
made in Mexico.
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to check the origins of those.
I have not checked the authenticity.
What's a taki versus a taco?
Taki.
Oh, you know what takis are?
No idea.
Oh, takis are like chips that are. They're not even chips. They're like long.
They're colors that don't exist in
right.
nature.
They're like
they make Cheetos seem healthy.
All right, I got a perfect description. You know, have you ever gotten like low end tortillas? Tortilla chips. And
sure.
At the bottom of the bag, there's like that tortilla chip that just got folded up and mushed.
Yeah.
It's a rock. It's a tortilla rock.
Yeah.
Okay, so if those were
it's like a twist.
those were long,
a twisted chip. So they take everything.
It is a Mexican corn chip snack. Now, to me, if you made for real.
And you guys like these?
They're pretty good.
My son used to eat them until he found out that like they can strip your tongue of its taste buds.
Okay.
What?
That has been a fact.
And they're so
like cigarettes?
I don't know, Dan.
Cigarettes
I'm not
kill
sure.
those taste buds.
But kids, if we made kids don't care.
If we made a Mexican version of Rocky and called it Taki, that would be. And he's a fighter who doesn't get a chance, and he keeps coming back.
Jason. And his thing is, I'm going to strip your taste buds.
Yo, Adrian.
I'm going to strip your taste buds.
I can't feel my foot.
When I'm with you.
Foot away. How did he take away the feeling?
Because diabetes. Adult onset.
Hang on, Dan. Did you say I can't feel my foot when I'm.
Yeah,
when I'm
with you.
He's
Are you doing the weekend? Are you doing the weekend?
Yeah. But I like it.
Nate Craig, by the way, before we get into the story, you have a great new stand-up special. Tell people how to get
it.
Well, welcome to town, brother.
Welcome to town, my man.
Dumb stuff. Your stand-up special.
Thank you. Preferred customer. Yep. Streaming live everywhere you stream comedy or music.
There you go. Please get
iTunes.
This. It's so funny. It's so good.
Thank you, buddy.
Just get on it, townies. You will love it. You love him.
Preferred customer, Nate Craig. Check it out. And while you're here, let's get into a story because we got one right
there. Let's do it. Sent in by Andrew Kurt
Lloyd Webber.
Yep. Andrew Lloyd Webber, fan. Listen to this show.
Yes. Andrew Kurthoys, or is it Kurthoys? Kurthoys. Kurthoys.
Kurthoys.
Kurthoys.
At
hard T.
A Kurthoys. 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 A fight between two women inside a Niagara Falls elementary school.
Okay.
Real Housewives of Niagara Falls. Why is that not a show?
I think it's self-explanatory.
Why are the Canadian wives looking down on us?
She's over a barrel on this one.
There you go.
She's always trying to rearrange my barrel.
She called me the maid of the mist.
Why wasn't I invited to this benefit?
All
right.
Here's all my precious moments collections. A fight between two women inside a Niagara Falls elementary school continued in the parking lot with one combatant, as though now they're in the Coliseum.
Oh, no, this is...
It's combat.
Two women enter a Niagara Falls
Loser
casino.
Goes over the falls.
Loser.
That'd be every bet if I lived
over
there.
Over the falls if you lose this fight.
Okay, I'm going to read this whole sentence because it goes everywhere. A fight between two women inside a Niagara Falls elementary school continued in the parking lot with one combatant wielding a hammer and ended with a rollover crash a block from the school.
What?
This goes from fighting inside a school to a rollover crash.
All right. Grand Theft Auto Niagara Falls?
I mean...
Come on.
Police were...
You've been in Niagara Falls, have you?
I have, yes.
Okay. I have not.
You've not been? It's actually really cool to see. On the American side, weren't you surprised at, like, how low the fence was and how little security was around that? Like, if you wanted to jump in...
If you decide to look a different way to take a selfie, your 8-year-old could just jump over
and just jump over the other way and be gone forever.
See you later.
Forever.
Like, I can't believe... the access people have to this thing. It was shocking to me. Like how, it's just this little wooden fence. It's not really even a fence. You can, oh, God.
Listen to you guys. I can't even imagine looking at something like that as a father.
Oh, I mean, it's just like.
You're just like, that's a death trap. Literally. Everything.
Back,
I see.
Guys, back, back, back.
We got combatants here.
We already got combatants.
Who's got a hammer?
Police were called at about 9:15 a.m. Wednesday.
School's been in session for an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have dropped kids off at school.
Yep.
Have you ever had a time where you're like, oh, I could get in a fist fight this morning?
No. I told you about that thing that guy, I went to pick up my daughter's friend.
Oh, the horn people?
The horn guy. I was ready to throw down with this son of a bitch.
That was a pre-9 a.m.
That's
fight?
That's pre-9 a.m. This guy was like, can you please not honk your horn? You do it every morning and it's...
To pick up kids.
To pick up kids. I was like...
It's not an
alarm.
He said,
why don't you text somebody? And I said, first of all, I don't pick up every morning. Number one.
Sure.
Number two, my next door neighbor's garage door doesn't work. I know this doesn't mean anything to you, but every day the wife comes and honks the horn. And, you know, do you want to know how many times every day they honk the horn to open the garage door? You want to know how many times I've lodged a complaint with her? Every day, every time she comes back. You know how many times I complained? Zero.
Right.
Because that's what a neighborhood is all
about.
We're
just living together, man.
Really, one horn honk in the morning. You're up and you're on your way to work. You're not asleep. What do you do? So I would have thrown with that guy. I would have thrown down with that guy.
Because I was having a hard time being like—
I would have picked a hammer up.
You know what it is, Dan?
You're pre-9:15 a.m.
And when you're up at 8 a.m. and you're not morning people like we are, and you've been up for an hour beforehand.
We're out doing sets the night before. Imagine the morning you got to do shit. Nate.
Nobody can mess with you. You're just mad at everything. I
want to go to this guy's house.
Yeah.
Right? And tell him to, like, get off my back on
what's
this
his,
shit.
What's his address? Let's give his address out on
LA. I don't know his address. It's on Los Kenilworth, Angeles. But God damn.
Stop, anyway. Randy.
Sorry. Just honk until somebody comes out whining at
yeah!
you. Come
up. You got a problem?
Police were called at 9:15 a.m. Wednesday.
But if you honk too much, my neighbor will open the garage. I'm just saying. Be careful.
A Bay Elementary School for the report of a fight. What's an elementary school fight in the school? Like a parent in me class. A witness told police the women were fist fighting inside the school.
It's like a Charlie Day movie.
With the altercation moving into the north parking lot. I'm always so interested when fights move locations.
Yeah, it's a real Donnybrook.
Are they fighting as they move, or are they moving and then fighting again?
Peter Griffin in The Chicken, right? Just keeps like going from like place to place.
Okay, so how many times did the person who was like walking backwards into a more of an area where they could fight?
Want to fight over here? Yeah, I do want to fight
over and over again. Okay.
If two people move their legs and arms fast enough, they can actually roll.
Yeah. Make a motion to get them out. Okay. There's a lot of okays.
That's when, this is now in the north
parking lot. I know.
That's when one of the women, later identified by police as Pleasure S. Cox. Her name is Pleasure Cox. Now, that is parents who hate their kid.
Or she's the greatest stripper in the world.
But her stripper name is Diane Williamson.
That's unbelievable. Pleasure
it's unbelievable. The Pleasure S. Cox. She wants to keep her identity.
Diane Williamson.
Diane V. Williamson.
Pleasure S. Cox.
What?
Go by the middle name. I'm sorry, but that name is not doing you any favors.
Diane Williamson III.
What if her middle name was sexuality?
Pleasure, sexuality.
And if someone
Cox.
Beats her in a fight, do you say that person took pleasure in that fight?
Yes.
Took pleasure in that fight?
Yes.
I would have said if socks.
Pleasure S. Cox. This is in the North parking lot fight, got a hammer out of her car and started hitting the other woman's SUV.
The other woman, meanwhile, had a handful of cocks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just a handful of cocks.
That's Sklar Brothers. Randy. Yeah.
Hey, man, you can't have pleasure without a little pain.
How many times do you think pleasure said, you want to do this, before she grabbed the hammer? Yeah. If you have a hammer in your car, you're mad. You're already mad.
A hammer means I'm going to get in a fight with someone.
Do either one
today.
Of you, do any three of you have a defensive weapon in your car?
Nope.
I have a hockey stick in my car.
Well, yeah, but that's because you play hockey.
I have golf clubs in my car.
I remember in high school, there was always one kid who was like, yeah, I got this baton. I just keep it.
A beat stick.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And I'm always like, what are you afraid of in Rochelle?
Are you about to get into a neighborhood
scuffle?
Are you going to
fight a deer?
What's happening? Was it Peter, Paul, and Mary who sang the song, If I Had a Hammer?
Yes.
Hammer in the morning.
I'd hammer in the morning.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer another mother. I'd hammer SUV all over this land.
And then she just walks up and starts beating the SUV.
Beating the hammer.
Yeah, sure. Well, her tagline is watch me bring the hammer down.
Yeah.
Hammer, don't hurt him!
Figured she'd play off the name, but nope, she went in a whole other direction. Mm-hmm. The woman with the SUV, identified by police as Jasmine C. Purdy. Purdy.
This is a stripper fight.
Purdy and Pleasure Cox.
Yeah, this is backstory that...
they've known each other for a while.
Purdy and Cox.
Yes.
Purdy and Pink.
She then rammed her vehicle into Cox's car.
Goddamn right. You don't hammer Purdy's car.
No.
Guys.
At that point, you don't care. At this point, you don't care.
Why has no one broken this up?
Because someone's got a hammer and another person is using their car as a weapon.
But I see your hammer. And I raise you a used Oldsmobile.
Enclave.
You want to hit something? Why don't you hit this?
There's a lot of pleasure in this fight.
That's right. You think it was a lot of rhetorical question fighting?
Yes.
You're going to do this now? Do you want to see what I'm going to do? Are we doing this now?
North parking lot or south parking lot? North parking lot or south parking lot?
This is happening in the north parking lot.
Are we doing this now?
I just want to know where you want this.
This is happening in the north parking lot.
Okay. Where do you want this?
Okay.
What's your GPS say?
I got rhetorically questioned, yelled at by a black woman recently. I'm at this little taqueria right by the Scientology Center. Which always makes for interesting people watching because they're always coming there. You know, I'm there late at night, right? Yep. And there's no real... The taqueria shares a parking lot with a liquor store. It's on Fountain. Mm-hmm. And there's nowhere to really park. Like, if you park near the taqueria, you're blocking parking spots for the liquor store. Anyway, I say all this to tell you this little story. So I'm in there, and I'm waiting for my food outside of the seating area. The seating area is populated. And there's these two people who have decided they're going to get their car out of the liquor store area and try to go around a white SUV truck that's parked in the taqueria area. And they are definitely going to hit this SUV, okay? And so I'm standing there watching it, and now I could be one of two people, but I'm only one of these. I could be a person who says, not my problem, not my issue. Dan, I don't have anything to do with
that
this.
That is not who Dan is. Nate, you know Dan.
Dan's like, let me walk towards this problem.
So it's like a family or just a nice friendly gaggle of African-American women who are sitting. And I saw them get out of the SUV, okay? So I walk over and I go, hey, just so you know, somebody's about to hit your SUV. And I say this to the youngest woman who was closest to me, maybe about 17, 18 years old. And I say...
Which is the nice thing, Dan. You're alerting them.
I'm just letting you know, somebody's probably about to hit your SUV out here. She then relays this to the woman who's probably around 43, mm-hmm. who owns the SUV, and says, hey, he said they're going to... This is what she said. This is the wrong way to relay this.
Yeah.
He said they're about to hit your car out there. Thereby seemingly sound like I'm part of them.
You're not them.
Right.
You're not them.
So she comes out, and I'm not saying outside. She goes, who's out here? Who's out here?
And I'm like, who's out here?
I'm like, this has nothing to do with
me. I'm inside right now. Right. I'm all the way inside.
She's like,
by the way, not a question related to the car at all.
Who's out here? Then she says,
like she's in a cabin in the woods in the dark in the middle of the night.
She says, who's out here?
Who's out here is what you say.
Who's out here?
About a prowler.
And I'm standing there, and then she looks over. She was like, I know your ass isn't telling me to move my truck.
And you said,
and I said, ma'am. Nope. I go, no, I'm not. She says, I know you're not telling me to move my truck. And I go, no, ma'am, I'm not telling you about your truck. She's like, I'm fine to park there. I go,
ma'am, you are fine.
I go, ma'am. I don't think, this is what I said. I go, I don't think you understand what's happening. Oh, I don't understand.
Damn, why would you
come with this? Don't fucking come yell at me.
He wanted it. He wanted it a little bit. He wanted it. He's like, oh.
I'm like, you look, I don't go, think you look
bring me the pleasure, Payne.
She came in so hot with a question that had nothing to do with anything.
I'll go hot back. You want to come back? I'll be your combatant.
I don't think you understand what's happening.
I don't think you understand. She goes, I don't. I go, I have nothing to do with these people. They are about to hit you. And then she goes, these people. I'm joking. So then I go, yeah, I have nothing to do with these people.
They're going
to
hit your car.
They are about to hit your car. All I did was let you know that's about to happen. If you want to move your car, move it. If you want to watch it get hit, then watch people who aren't me hit it.
Right.
And then you could see it all change. Like, yeah. She goes, oh, baby. I'm just saying what's happening with my car. And I go, I don't know. Let's watch. And then she goes, I'm not yelling at you. And also, her and I are friends. You can see her trying to
instant friendship.
She's like, oh, thanks
instant
for letting me know. Thanks for letting me know. I'm Dan, like, you came out so hot.
Dan, you basically had like a 2-minute romantic comedy.
Instant
Dan,
friendship.
You hated each other at first, and now you love
each
other.
Can I give her some credit after coming in so hot?
I agree.
Changing her tune.
I agree, but I was like, dude. Why are you yelling at me?
I don't think you understand.
Because people want to be mad and they don't know. They just want
to. I don't think you understand what's going on is why she's mad at
me. I'm on your side and you're yelling at me.
But I don't think. If you would have added a bitch to the top of that, you would not be here right now.
Well, or she might be here with him.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, Dan.
I would never.
You stepped to her so. You fronted.
Dan, you could have said, maybe I wasn't. 100%
I was clear. I said to
that's
the girl.
That's even bad.
I said to the girl.
Yeah, I'm saying Dan wants to come back
says,
with attitude.
If she say, who's out here, who's out here? I know you're not telling me about my car. You could have said to her, I am not telling you to move your car. I'm telling you those people right there
right.
might hit your car. All I'm trying to do is help you.
You're right,
that's
though. There's
it.
A part of me that goes, I will match your heat.
I know, Dan.
That's it. That's it right there. And that's what was necessary for this friendship to be forged for eternity.
Forged in iron.
Now, in iron.
She was
iron
so
sharpens
nice
iron.
To me.
They said
she
all
was
time
so nice
forth.
To me when she realized what was happening.
Iron sharpens iron. She's also an ordained minister.
Meanwhile, the slowest automobile in the universe.
Well, because they were doing a lot of adjusting. And I'm like, it's just a matter of time.
Did they hit it? Did they hit it?
No, they didn't. She walked out and she backed it up 2 feet.
They did one of them asterisk turns.
Yeah. But Dan, I was like, but I got rhetorical question yelled. Is what okay. I know.
So pleasure. So we think back in Niagara Falls.
Pleasure and Purdy.
And Purdy are going at each other. Cox and Purdy are going at
I mean, there
at
are.
Each.
Well, if you start hitting my car with a hammer, there aren't rules anymore.
No.
Right?
And by the way, I'm just imagining wild swings.
Yes.
Like, not everything is actually hitting on it. Like,
right.
the side is
she's
hitting it.
She's not hitting
just
like a carpenter.
Back swings and forward
she's
swings.
She's like Prince Nassim Ahmed with
just
a hammer.
What right. haymakers at this thing.
I got to say, it is a it's a real bucket list thing to go to go off on somebody else's car with my car.
Oh, I know.
That,
me too.
Man, does,
me
that
too.
Is something I've always wanted to
like
do.
Like Demolition Derby, Malachi
Crunch. Let me turn
that thing.
This motherfucker around a couple times.
Or when you're at a four-way stop and someone just rolls through and you're like, I just want to go and just clip
T-bone.
The end of them. Or even
or
just,
the end?
Just
okay.
clip
the
end
back
of them.
And just spin them,
spin
them out.
Yeah. And be like, oh, you're in the wrong, so don't worry.
What about
okay
a healthy T-bone just
right in the middle?
No passenger? I'll do it.
This is what this person is dealing with.
Yes. Okay. Purdy. Then drove away, heading east on Lidwood Avenue, and Cox followed.
Of course.
Oh, you thought this was done? Another rhetorical question.
Uh-huh.
The two vehicles collided.
Oh, we're out here. She definitely was like, oh, we're out here now.
Yeah.
We're on this road now.
The two vehicles collided
who's out
again.
Here? Collide?
At Willow Avenue and 11th Street. And that's how the universe was made.
This is literally the Big Bang.
Big Bang.
If this was the show Big Bang Theory, I would watch it every night.
The SUV.
This. Just a replay of this.
The SUV rolled over. That was the one being driven by Jasmine
that
Purdy.
That is insane.
I mean, that is a hit.
Purdy hit Cox and it rolled over.
Cox hit Purdy.
Cox came back and it hit
Cox
Purdy.
Cox goes hammer on SUV. Purdy goes SUV in the car.
That's right.
Then driving away on Willow and 11th,
Cox hit
goes
Purdy and
sends Purdy rolling.
Rolling.
Whoa. Like you have forgotten all civility.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you forgot
it's
it when
out
you.
The window.
If there's a hammer in your car, you're going to use it. And she once she used it, it's all gone.
It's out the window.
Then how much could this fight have been over at 9:15 inside a school?
I'm guessing it's like permission slips.
That's what I'm saying,
too. Who's going to be a room mother?
What if they were both chaperones?
They were serving breakfast in the cafeteria.
Should we take a break before we come
back?
Yeah,
let's do it. We'll find out why Cox said she did all this.
God, I can't wait. This is Dumb People Town. Nate Craig's with us. Stay with us.
Answers.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, Claw Brothers, back with Danny Van Kirk. Our guest is Nate Craig. He's got a brand new comedy special and album called Preferred Customer. You can get it on anywhere you stream stuff.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy it. Support this great young comic who we love, and it's just your chance to watch something. And awesome. Just a couple mentions. We mentioned this, I believe. I don't know when things are dropping and who is dropping.
It's before March 1st.
This is before March 1st, and this is going to drop. So Dan's doing a live Pen Pals on March 3rd.
I'm junior grand marshaling a parade in Galveston, Texas. You should come to that. And then on the 3rd, we're doing a live Pen Pals, me and Rory.
On the 3rd, and then on the 4th at Largo, we're doing a live Dumb People Town with Karen Kilgariff of my favorite Murder Fame and our good friend for years and years. And then John Hamm is going to be a part of that.
So much
and
fun.
Then Langhorne Slim, our friend who is such a great musician.
He's going to do his take on our theme song.
Which
and
Ted Leo
originals.
Did that last time, and it was amazing. So get those just tickets because they're going to sell out. That's Largo.
What night's that Largo show?
Monday, March 4th, Largo.
Bam. Yes.
Boom.
That sounds
boom,
great.
Bang, bang,
killer.
Boom. It's a go to supersclares.com. Check out all of our dates. Go to Nate Craig.
NateCraig.com.
All his live dates.
You can probably pick up the special there too, right?
I'll link to it. Yeah,
link to it.
Yeah.
Link
but definitely it. Spotify, iTunes, Amazon. I'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Wednesday, March 13th at the Milwaukee Underground Collaborative. Come check me out.
Go check them out.
Really great venue. Awesome town. Awesome venue. Come on.
Nice.
Phenomenal town. Like, we've had great shows in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's great. Well, I never have a bad time in Milwaukee.
It's always great. It's almost, it feels like, and I know Milwaukee will take this as a slight, it feels like a mini Chicago.
A more manageable Chicago
in the best possible way.
And now that the Bucks are good, forget it.
People are fun. They come out. They get comedy. They laugh. It is a great. So that's the 13th of March at the...
Milwaukee Underground Collaborative.
Hit it.
Nice.
Yep. All right, let's find out what happened in this.
When asked, Cox told police that she hit Purdy's vehicle, quote, because she hit mine, according to the police report.
Yeah, but how did it all start?
No one knows. Police reviewed video footage taken on cell phone that showed Cox striking Purdy's SUV with a hammer. Mm-hmm. A police officer was watching the cell phone footage when he heard a noise that turned out to be from the rollover. Mm. So the cops are at the school when they hear the accident.
Oh, my God.
They don't realize this is still happening.
Oh, my God. Oh,
every kid in the school is stuck to the window.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like Red Dawn.
Yeah.
The Russians
are coming. And this just shows you like how kids don't understand when the SUV flipped. I'm sure all of them were like, yay! No, that's bad.
Ambulances.
Dude, I'm sorry.
No,
I was up in San Francisco and I had the best moment of my life.
Let's hear it.
Recently.
Let's hear it.
My friends just got a place and they live on the other side of Twin Peaks by where that big antenna thing is.
Yeah.
And there's a school right on the hill on the main street by them, but there's nothing else. So I had to walk off the mountain to get to a coffee shop one day. And there's this, you know, the kickball, big old bouncy kickballs.
Yes.
Comes over this fence and just starts bouncing.
Down
the hill.
Yeah, like
and
gone.
I'm like,
I got this.
I'm in.
I got this. You're like a superhero.
I'm in, and I hear the kids go, no, no. And like the kids can't see me, and then I start sprinting. And they're like, he's gonna get it. And I'm running after this ball, and I'm going full speed.
Sprint.
As soon as I get full sprint, the ball's going as fast as me, and I get to the ball, and I stop the ball, and they're like, he's got it. Yeah. And I get the ball, and I like hold it up like it's a trophy.
Yeah.
You know, like it's the head of a British lord.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And the kids all go, yeah! And I chucked it over the fence, and they were like on the fence. They're like, thank you, sir! And I was like,
awesome.
Yeah, it was the best. That was, holy crap, that was
nice.
The best.
You don't have to be a parent now.
No,
you did it.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I thought if you stopped the ball and they went nuts, and then you just picked it up and threw it further down the hill. Or like stuffed it into such a dick.
That's life, kid.
Lesson one, consider yourself taught. If you ever want to be in stand-up comedy, that's what it feels like.
You're chasing full speed down the hill at a ball that you can't
Just when you think you caught your dream, someone stomps on on it.
And then as you're leaving, you're like, Nate Craig, preferred customer. It's on all your streaming yeah. advices.
You'll never be as good as me. I just crushed and didn't need it. Didn't care.
Well, ambulances were called to the scene of the flipped SUV.
Of course.
Both women refused medical treatment.
Yeah, they're like, because for some reason. Because
they're living in a world where they don't get hurt.
No, they don't want to prove that the other person got to them.
She rolled her SUV.
I'm okay.
It was I'm okay.
Okay.
She don't care.
Okay.
She don't care.
You know, she's like biting her bottom lip. Like, okay.
I'm upside down now? Okay. Oh, you think I'm upside down now?
Who's upside down?
Cox.
Who's out here?
Pleasure Cox.
Dan, I keep thinking of the woman with you being out there. Who's out here? Who's out here is a question that, if answered correctly, still doesn't solve her.
I was going to stay out of it until she started yelling at me.
Dan, if someone told you that Who's Out There is Judy Blume's latest novel,
She was fully prepared for the answer to be, I'm out here.
Right. Right.
That's really what she wanted.
She was.
Oh, you're out here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're out here.
And I've been waiting for you.
Dan, do you remember our old bit? This was our old bit that we used to do with Graham Elwood all the time and Galifianakis. Are you out here now?
Yeah, Graham would be like, I didn't realize you were out here.
Are you out here now?
Are you out here now?
The question.
Oh, my God. Are you out here now? That's like the big question. Are you out here now?
Yeah,
I realize you're out here now.
No, I'm out here.
I saw you at Burger King. Is Burger King out here now?
Is it out here now?
I knew it was flirting with coming out here, but it's out here now?
Pleasure Cox, who had a suspended learner's permit for failing to pay a fine, was
suspended
charged.
Learner's permit. That means during your
process
learning
of trying
how to
learn
do
drive.
It, you fucked up.
You accumulated fines.
She was charged with third degree criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, reckless driving, disorderly conduct, and third degree aggravated unlicensed operation, among other charges, according to records. Purdy was charged with third-degree criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, reckless driving, disorderly conduct, leaving the scene of a property damage accident, and driving without a license.
Wolves.
These are the people you want around your children.
Dropping your kids off.
According to court records, she was also ticketed for a seatbelt violation. They got her on that.
That one stings.
These two women.
Purdy was without a seatbelt when she rolled?
Yes.
Jeez.
These two women are 1 year apart, so we're going to guess what's the year between them.
Okay.
Maybe that falls that there's a part of the year where they're the same age. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
But you are a guest, Nate Craig. You go first, Tig, which is second, or third.
This really...
How old do you think these women are?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
These guys really throw me off. Yeah,
that
yeah.
they're 1 year apart. I would have said this was an intergenerational.
Oh wow!
Battle.
Yeah.
But man. All right.
So you got to split the difference.
I think that
if one of them is 12 and 14, then 13's the answer I'm looking for.
Oof, man. This was an elementary school, correct?
Yes.
They're moms for sure.
Okay.
And I'm saying that the year in between them is 23.
Okay, 23 wow. from Nate Craig.
23? That means they had their kids when they were like...
15 or 16.
16. Okay. I'm going to say 26.
Okay.
I'm going to say 31.
Okay. All right. I will tell you this. One of you got one of their ages exactly right.
Okay, so let's play the game. Let's play the game now.
Which one of us thinks that we got their ages exactly right?
One of their ages exactly
right. You think Randy got it?
Randy got it. 31.
Okay.
All right, Jay. I think I got it.
I think I got it.
And what was your guess?
26.
I said 31. 23.
Okay. And you're bailing on 23?
I'm not bailing on 23.
But I mean as far as thinking it's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But by the way, that is kind of bailing.
Stop.
Whatever.
Stop.
The year that falls in between the ages of Pleasure S. Cox and Jasmine C. Purdy.
I wish her name was Jasmine Payne.
Pleasure Cox and Jazz Purdy.
The year that falls between pleasure and pain is.
Yes, is.
You can't have pleasure without pain.
Get your answers right now because we're getting out of here on this. The year between Pleasure S. Cox and Jasmine C. Purdy. A battle in a classroom into a parking lot with a hammer, cars ramming, and a chase that rolled one of the SUVs when one woman didn't even give enough of a shit to wear a seatbelt. The age is 27 years old.
Believe in yourself.
Pleasure S. Cox is 26. Jasmine C. Purdy is 28.
Be nice to each other. Well, and maybe these guys would benefit in life if they saw a Nate Craig special.
preferred customer.
I agree,
they
yeah,
I agree with that 100%. And I had to bail, by the way, because yeah, otherwise I would have gone over Niagara Falls.
Yeah, don't want to go over the falls. Oh, shit. Guys, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.